to the silent Ralph, remarks that did not need an answer, and therefore could not invite a snub. And still Ralph was silent. No one, not even Jack, would ask him to move, and in the end, they had to build the fire 3 yards away and in a place not really as convenient. So Ralph asserted his chieftainship, and could not have chosen a better way if he had thought for days. Against this weapon, so indefinable and so effective, Jack was powerless and raged without knowing why. By the time the pile was built, they were on different sides of a high barrier. When they had dealt with the fire, another crisis arose. Jack had no means of lighting it. Then, to his surprise, Ralph went to Piggy and took the glasses from him. Not even Ralph knew how a link between him and Jack had been snapped and fastened elsewhere. "I'll bring him back. I'll come too."
I thought for a minute that Ralph and Jack were going to start punching each other out. Instead, Jack went after Piggy. He knocked Piggy's glasses off his face and one lens broke. That's a big problem for Piggy because he can hardly see without those glasses. Finally, Jack apologized, not for hitting Piggy, but for letting the fire go out. But Ralph understood that Jack wasn't really sorry. He was only trying to show the hunters what a good guy he is and make sure they stay on his side. Now the narrator says a link was snapped between Jack and Ralph and fastened somewhere else. I wasn't sure what that meant, but Piggy and Ralph are going over to light the fire together. So I'm guessing that's the new link. Or in other words, Ralph is now feeling closer to Piggy than to Jack. Let's read to the end of the chapter now. Start in the middle of page 73, where it says, "Piggy stood behind him."
Piggy stood behind him, islanded in a sea of meaningless color, while Ralph knelt and focused the glossy spot. Instantly, the fire was alight. Piggy held out his hands and grabbed the glasses back. Before these fantastically attractive flowers of violet and red and yellow, unkindness melted away. They became a circle of boys round a campfire, and even Piggy and Ralph were half drawn in. Soon some of the boys were rushing down the slope for more wood while Jack hacked the pig. They tried holding the whole carcass on a stake over the fire, but the steak burnt more quickly than the pig roasted. In the end, they skewered bits of meat on branches and held them in the flames. And even then, almost as much boy was roasted as meat. Ralph's mouth watered. He meant to refuse meat, but his past diet of fruit and nuts, with an odd crab or fish, gave him too little resistance. He accepted a piece of half-raw meat and gnawed it like a wolf. Piggy spoke, also dribbling. "Aren't I having none?" Jack had meant to leave him in doubt. As an assertion,